Hello, Nerd Universe, and welcome to the 15th episode of Insert Nerd Topic Here. We're going to be talking about The Umbrella Academy.
Spoiler alert for those who haven't seen seasons 1 and 2, which are both on Netflix. Season 2 is fairly new. It's just came out within the past couple, pretty much a month. But if you haven't seen it, go watch it now before listening to this, because we are going to be revealing some pretty important information.
Tonight, we're joined by our friend Alyssa.
Hi.
Welcome. She's new to the podcast. She's new to podcasting in general, so we're going to have some fun.
Glad to be here.
It's going to be fun.
So, how about that ending, though?
To season two?
Both of them, honestly.
Both of them?
Cliffhangers?
Both, like, really good cliffhangers, I might add. Like,
y'all didn't have to wait for the first cliffhanger. We just went straight into season two.
Yeah. I mean, jeez.
I can't imagine waiting.
It was rough. I'm not gonna lie.
Has it been confirmed to be renewed for a third season?
I don't think so. It might be. I'd be surprised at this point if they didn't do a third season.
Right. I mean, I'm assuming it was pretty successful. It already hit top of the Netflix charts and all that stuff. So
I think everybody's talking about season three. I don't think they've actually technically said, yes, we're doing season three, but they're doing season three.
Right.
So
it's too successful. Netflix loves that.
Exactly.
Like, they're going to do it.
They can't just stop where they're at now. So they have to keep going. Who's your favorite character?
Definitely Klaus. I'm
yes.
a big Klaus fan.
Klaus
I am part
great.
Of Destiny's Child, actually. Just yeah. Destiny's Children.
Destiny's Children?
I'm yeah. a big fan of Five. I like Five.
I also like Five. Who's your least favorite? Let me change that up.
Luther.
Yeah, I kind of don't like Luther. Diego is like okay.
Yeah.
I like Allison. She's cool.
Diego grew on me a lot in the second season, where I feel like Luther just couldn't get it together.
I have a bit of a gripe with Diego in the second season.
I have a big gripe with Diego.
Because he's all like, season. Oh, we just got to stop them from killing Kennedy.
We must save Kennedy.
All the time.
I totally agree. He's psycho about it. But, however, I feel like Diego was pretty emotionless in the first season. Wasn't driven by the same emotions that he was in the second. And
right.
I think we see the relationships with the family, specifically with Diego, really come out that we weren't able to see in the first season.
All right, I
yeah,
get that.
I think Diego, like, who do you like better as like oh my God, our dog is running around. Sorry if you hear footsteps or anything. That's what that is. Do you like Diego with the detective better, or do you like Diego with... Shoot, what's her name?
Lila.
Who do you like? Who's Diego's passion?
I'm a fan of Lila. I love a crazy girl.
I don't know. Y'all, I was at first like, is this person going to be in the entire season? And then I was like, okay, I'm not upset about her. She can stay. And then, okay, I'm just going to come out with the end right away because it's what triggers me the most. I was almost 100% certain that they just gave her, like, every single power in the universe that we know, but I think...
Yeah, it was upsetting at first, and we were both just like, no. And then when they made it a mere talent or a mere power...
Then I was okay.
Yeah, I was okay with that. That was justified. Yeah, the whole, like, copycat ability.
I was really ready to hate the second season. I really thought they were going to lose me for a bit.
I would like to talk about the most upsetting topic of the second season, and it was that mad drop of Alien.
Yeah.
Question mark?
And then to just not address it, just at all.
They have to have a season three. That's why I think they have to, because they can't do that to me. They can't just be like, oh, by the way, this guy is definitely, like, an alien, but also... Too bad you don't get to hear about it.
And, like, it wasn't just Alien. Like, a murderous alien that killed all those people.
That was a tease, and I didn't like it, and I was not a fan. And it made me feel weird about the show, because I was like, is it really doing that?
That was really, like, the only, at least to me, it was, like, the only, like, weird moment of season two. I think for the most part, they did, like, a really good job with season two up until that point. And then after that point, when it was the last couple episodes or whatever, they kind of redeemed it a little bit. But they still didn't answer the alien question, and that was like, okay.
I didn't think they would. I knew they were just going to let it hang.
Well, and they addressed everything else, because you have questions the whole season. That's part of the enjoyment of watching it. And they addressed most of it without the cliffhanger, except the alien.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, not a fan.
Okay, I have a question for y'all. And I just, oh, I know, I remember it. Okay. Which of the six of them messed up the timeline? Or do you think it was a collaborative effort? Because we know the timeline was obviously messed up because this whole Sparrow Academy
exists.
Who messed it up?
They all did it. They all did it when they met him and they were like, yeah, you adopted us 7 kids. And so when he was like, wow, these all failed really bad, he was like, I'll find 7 different ones so I don't mess up the same time.
And he didn't meet Ben, and that's why Ben is part of it.
So Ben just never really
Can
left.
We talk about that scene for a moment? About these kids all have these childhood trauma from this horrible father and sometimes wish they like wouldn't have been adopted from him. And then when they met him and they're like, you adopt us. He's like, no, I wouldn't. I'm not going to do that. They were all so offended.
I hate children. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, even though they've had like this horrible childhood that, you know, they have all this trauma from.
And yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you guys. Like, they all, when they met Reginald, they were, that's what messed everything up because he saw their failure and everything. Yeah, I agree.
Poor Reggie.
Yeah, but like, you don't really feel bad for Reggie.
If I had to make it somebody's fault, I might actually say that it's 5.
Well, okay. He's sort of responsible for time in as a whole.
Time like, travel.
Time. He's the whole reason behind time travel existing, other than the briefcases.
Right. He's the only person outside of the entire, like, corporation.
The commission?
The commission.
Yeah, the commission. We were close.
No, I meant corporation just as in like they're a...
The commission
they
as
a... are a corporation.
Yeah, the commission as a corporation.
That right. has time travel abilities, and obviously that makes him at an advantage, but he's obviously not good at it yet because, well, he got better, I guess, at the end.
The whole thing where it was mentioned earlier in the season where Reginald mentions to 5, oh, you should try going back in seconds or like minutes or seconds rather than... years or decades.
I knew that had to be something.
Yeah, and like, I was just about to say, like, they made it so you knew that was an important line, but the way they placed it in, it was almost like you forgot about it until the moment that he himself remembered it.
It was pretty seamless. I was a big fan.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, one of my favorite parts of the second season is, like, the first scene where you see all of them with their powers as their best, strongest selves.
That is
just
honestly
kicking
really good.
Butt.
See, like, that was in, like, the preview or the trailer for season 2, and I had seen the trailer a while ago before I had actually even watched season 1.
Oh, I hadn't seen it.
I hadn't watched it in its entirety because I didn't really know what the show was about or anything, so I was just like, all right. And I know that it was season 2. But... having watched that and going into it, I was like expecting this whole show to be like, oh, a superhero team up all the time. And then in the beginning of the first season, they were like, oh yeah, they're all separated. They're like, you know, it's like the Avengers, but like dark. Like,
well, y'all know that I don't like watching those clips in the sneak peeks of the next season.
Yeah. You don't like watching trailers.
I don't like
fine.
Trailers. And so I hadn't seen anything and I was like, whoa, dude.
But that kind of just like set the tone for the whole season. That first shot of season 2.
Well, it was also just great because we've seen all of their powers grow just to see them like so powerful in that scene and then not really get it till the very end.
And Ben was there.
We love Ben.
Ghost Ben was there messing stuff up.
I'm a big fan of Ghost Ben. Yeah. He's also the savior of that timeline.
He is.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
Yeah.
I love him.
But I'm very curious about the new Ben.
I would like to meet the new Ben.
The new Ben who doesn't know about any of his Umbrella Academy.
Because you wonder.
Klaus is
going to
be so sad.
Because, well, you know, I think, Caroline, you brought this up, that Klaus had never really been without Ben. When Ben died the first time... he was only without Ben for maybe like a matter, maybe days, maybe hours, but it was very short. And so for him, it was the first real death of Ben.
Right.
Right.
It feels very real.
And I think Klaus seeing Ben back at the end was like more surprised than anybody. Because he was just like, or at least more, honestly, he probably felt a little happy. But like.
I think probably Vanya was the most surprised considering she like was the witness of his death. Can I call it that? His his disappearance?
Yeah, his death. His second death.
Because she really thought he was, like, gone.
Yeah. Speaking of Vanya, what do you think about her powers? Do you think she's too OP? Do you think she's just the right amount of OP? Like,
too OP. What do you
think? I'm not... Yeah, she's too OP because it seems like there's some things that she can do that actually just aren't explained by wavelengths.
Well, my understanding of it is she can alter sound waves and amplify them and, like, but shoot them out as a pulse.
My question to you is the whole thing with the little boy and how she, like, saved his life.
Harlan, yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
He had the power and then she took it back. Like, that's not waves. That's not sound waves.
I wonder if they all have that ability. I wonder if, like, whatever was inside Vanya that she transferred to Harlan to revive him, I wonder if they all have that.
But
like, everybody who was born on that day.
It didn't lessen Vanya's power at all. It's not like she traded it off to somebody else.
Yes, it just, like, duplicated and went into somebody.
Right.
And didn't it go because she, like, screamed or something that he was, like, dead? And then it just, like, you know, the light just seeped into him.
Well, wasn't she trying to...
she was trying to resuscitate.
She was giving him mouth-to-mouth and, yeah, it, like, went into his body.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
I don't know. I think in, like... I don't know, if you were locked up and not told that you had powers the whole time and then all of a sudden you realized you had them, I think you'd be pretty powerful just because you'd be angry at first, which is the whole reason she caused the first apocalypse.
Well, and, you know, I think with all of them in the second season, you see their powers grow and have parts of their powers you didn't even realize they had. So maybe with Vanya, like... The rest of them have kind of had this time to learn, but haven't unlocked all their powers, where hers just came all at once, so it's the best it's going to be right off the bat. Like, the scene with Diego where he stopped the bullets.
That was cool.
Like, we didn't even really know he could do that.
And Klaus being able to, like, project ghosts and use ghosts
and
to
then
fight
getting,
and
like,
stuff.
Possessed by a ghost. You know, we see new extent of their power where Vanya's can't really go anywhere, and the rest of them perhaps are still growing.
And I think Five has that a little bit too, because he, you know, wasn't necessarily able to time travel well, but he's sort of got a little better with it. He's getting better at blinking more often and, you know, doing that whole thing that he does. I don't really know about Allison and Luther, though. I don't really know if their powers have anywhere else to go.
I don't know if Allison's can. Honestly, I just don't think we see enough of Luther's.
Well, Luther's just... ridiculously strong,
I guess.
But then now it's like his did, in a sense, grow, but not
grow in a bad way.
Naturally, it was because, you know, his whole injection and
the
things like
experimentation.
That. But Allison's is so powerful. Like, if Allison used hers to her full extent, I feel like she'd be up there with Vanya. I just don't feel like Allison uses hers in the right way.
Mm-hmm. She could, though, and I think that we see that in the first season when she, like, goes back and she thinks, like, you know, I heard a rumor that you loved me and stuff, and, like, all those different things that we just hear that she said in the past. Like, she went for it for a while.
And when they were teleported to 1963, she was teleported to 1962... or 1961, one of those years. She didn't use it on Raymond Chestnut, on her other husband.
She hadn't used it at all in the new timeline.
She couldn't talk.
And then
that's right. She was mute for a while.
And she decided she wanted to, like, earn the thing she got. But I think the difference was in season one, we see and hear her use it selfishly, where I think if she used it more selflessly, it would be like, she could have ended, you know, racism, kind of, in the 60s had she done it to the right people and done the right things.
She could have also ended the war, like...
She could have done a lot of stuff.
Even if Vanya had freaked out and killed, like, a bunch of people and made everybody think it was Russia, she could have, like, gone to Russia and been like, hey, I heard a rumor that you didn't attack. Or gone to, like, Kennedy and been like, hey, I heard a rumor that, you know, you didn't think it was Russia.
Yeah, like, I think Allison could use hers. Like, even with Diego, obviously Diego was being psycho. Why didn't she use it on Diego and be like,
I heard a rumor that Kennedy needs to die.
Yeah. Like that was a big problem that could have been easily fixed.
Like, I get where Diego is coming from, but, like, you can't mess with the timeline like that. Like, in order for their present to have existed and everything, and obviously for the apocalypse to have not happened again, Kennedy, as much as I hate to say this, needed to die.
You just can't mess with the timeline, my dude.
So, it's like, just not how it works. That was just such a pivotal event that, you know, it made for a big deal.
It's like he's never heard of time travel. Like, come on. And people said so many times, like, no, that's going to mess up the timeline. And Five even said, basically, that that's going to cause a war. And, like, that didn't, like...
And it didn't get through...
That didn't...
His thick skull.
Trigger anything? Like, I don't know. Not a fan.
He was... Diego's mind was kind of all over the place in season two. In season one, he was really just, like, focused on, like, revenge, because he was just trying to get revenge on, you know, the death of,
Patch.
Of Patch, yeah.
And I think maybe that's what I meant when I was talking about earlier, that we saw revenge Diego, and we got to see just more sides of him in the second season. Not that they were necessarily better, but it was just more.
There was just more. They all changed a little bit.
Right.
But I did thoroughly enjoy the encounter between young Five and old Five.
That was a great scene.
That was cool. I liked that. See, now I sort of have a little bit of a weird thing about that scene because, I mean, technically Five is seeing his past future-ish self. Like, past in time, but future in age. But, like, I don't know, well, how did that not mess up the timeline? Like, just them being close to each other. Because Five said that. He was like, you can't see your past self.
Well, they did, I think, like, the way they decided to handle it was there were consequences to the two existing, but not necessarily to the time zone, especially since they were both aware of time travel. You're not, like, you're not messing with somebody's mental state.
That's true.
Right. And the whole paradox psychosis thing.
Yeah, so there definitely was consequences, but it was on an individual basis rather than, like, a global, you know, time...
Right, that makes
timeline
sense.
Basis.
Now, if you had gone to, like, President Kennedy and been like, hey, if you go to this parade, you will die, then I think that would have done something.
Right.
I think it's very circumstantial. And that's just not going to do anything because Five was going to do that anyway. He already thought about he was going to travel back and it would have happened anyway.
Yeah.
And I think what cracked me up about that scene, just all of it, was it puts both seasons into such a strange perspective of it's been 14 days.
I don't like that. That freaks me out.
Yeah. Literally each episode of the show is like a day.
Sometimes less.
Yeah. Sometimes like half a day. Because, there's 20 episodes and it takes place every 2 weeks, so yeah.
Well, I mean, there was that one episode that technically didn't even happen in the first season because they did the whole thing and then at the end they were like, oh, we time traveled back. Just kidding, that didn't actually happen because we fixed it.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Some of it did happen again.
That was a big moment. That was cool. I like that.
It's rude. It's just rude.
All right, if you had to have one of their powers, who would you have and why? Like, which power do you have and why?
And I would just abuse. I think Caroline and I had that discussion before.
I definitely agree. I would love to have Klaus's personality with it. Because yeah. I love him so much.
Right.
But I could do a lot with that power. I don't
like,
know.
Like, you could, small scale to large scale. Like, small scale, like, I heard a rumor you gave me free ice cream. Just day to day, free food, all of the time. But then big scale, like... You could change so many things.
Go to a bank, and I heard a rumor you gave me, like, $1 million. Or just, like...
Go to, like, a political rally and just change someone's beliefs.
Get nominated for president, become king, become queen. I don't know. There's so
you
many
could,
things.
You could, like, create world peace if you go around to the right people.
Or you could ruin it.
True.
She could have caused the apocalypse. That's a thing that I think kind of weirds me out about this show. Is that both seasons, Vanya was the cause of the apocalypse.
But
was she
did
the cause
like,
in the second season?
Yeah, because she's the one that made Kennedy think that...
Oh, right.
She was still the cause.
I liked the duality, though, of... And the parallel of her, in the first season, doing it out of hurt. And, like, a little bit of revenge. And just this broken place. And then the second season, it was very much like unintentional. She didn't want to hurt her family. Yeah, she felt supported.
She was being tortured.
Yeah, I mean, so I liked the parallel of like very similar situations, but very different feelings.
Yeah.
And I definitely like her more in the second season than the first season, because the first season, I feel like I'm just yelling at her the whole time, like, how are you not creeped out by this dude, Leonard? He's obviously like, there's something up with him. You just can't tell.
Creepy vibes. Right. Even through the screen, just strong creepy vibes from the get-go.
The way she killed him, though, oh my God, it was so
brilliant.
Good. Brutal.
That was such a good way to kill him.
But right away, it's like the time the timeline had already changed at that point because, you know, he didn't ever really get his eye.
Right, exactly.
So, it's whack.
So, you would have Allison's power. You would have Allison's power.
Ooh, yeah. What would you have?
I think I would have either Five or Vanya's.
I'm not upset about Fives. I would also not be mad if I had Fives. Also, I don't know what
abuse,
I'd do
with abuse,
Vanya's.
Abuse.
Yeah, all of
like,
it.
If I could teleport everywhere, I would not complain, you know?
But also, if I had Klaus's power, I think I would rise an army of the dead.
Which is sort of what he did, but it was just with living people.
In a
his weird cult.
That's true.
His
he had cult. A cult.
He could have his living cult, and then he can have another second dead cult.
And just take over. He could take over the world, and I firmly believe in that, and I would follow him.
Also, the fact that Klaus was in the 60s for 3 years longer than anybody else, or 3 years longer, or yeah, the most amount of time, like, and he, you know, spent this whole time building up this cult and everything, and then when
traveling the world,
yeah, and then when Five eventually gets there and like he's met up with everybody, and Klaus is just like, oh yeah, I've been here for like 3 years, you know,
it's like, I'm set, I'm good.
It just cracks me, like, you see Allison, who's been stuck there, and obviously it's different for her, but you know, she's in the civil rights movement and trying to make changes, and Klaus has been traveling the world and accidentally created like this big cult based on basically Ben, people not being able to see him.
Yeah,
right. Ben is like God and he is like Jesus, basically.
Yeah
I love
a cult. I would gladly join.
I would definitely join.
The cult of Klaus.
It's just because he's so charismatic and the way he does things, it works for him.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about Dave.
Dave.
Because there's part of me that's like, okay, you knew him for like a year. You could probably zen out a bit and not be so aggressive about like, I must save Dave. But at the same time, it's like they were in the war together. It must have been like his true love, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it.
Yeah. And even though it's like backwards, I do feel like it was closure for Klaus, even though closure typically comes after, his came like before. But he was, you know, able to at least see him again, which I think was what was important.
Which is interesting because technically in that new timeline that they created, Dave only saw him in the 60s.
That is very true.
Yeah, Dave never saw him in
the war.
In Vietnam.
Because he was never adopted. Klaus wasn't as a kid. I love time travel, y'all.
Oh,
I could talk about this all day in loops and circles.
So what was the time travel debate we were having right after we finished the second season? We were having a debate about time travel.
I basically did not understand time travel because I felt like for it to be a loop of for things to be happening like over and over again at the same time, one thing had to like happen first. And how could that happen first if the cycle hadn't already been in motion, basically? And I know that sounds strange, but like the analogy like we were using was in Harry Potter, his future self saves him. And I said, how could that start? Because the first Harry wouldn't have been saved is basically it, because there was no future Harry. And how Caroline helped me understand was that I was thinking of time as linear, and it's not. It's not at all.
It's all wibbly wobbly timey-wimey stuff, my people.
To quote Doctor Who,
I am a time travel genius because I watch all this crap.
There's so many different interpretations of time travel in movies and TV shows and stuff. It's a very hard concept to grasp. And you kind of just have to base it on whatever show you're watching or whatever movie you're watching. Because in everything, it's different. And even if it's not completely different, there's always, like, at least one little slight difference. Like, take, like, Endgame, Avengers Endgame, for example, where time is literally just straight up linear. And if you do something in the past, it creates, like, an alternate present, basically. Right.
That's Which is the, where my whole thing is just, like, it's all happening at once. Everything's right. happening right now, but also nothing is. And, like, the future hasn't happened yet, but it's happening now.
And it's already happened.
And it's already happened. So.
It's, I love it. It's very confusing. But obviously comparing something to like Endgame to Umbrella Academy, there's completely different rules of time travel.
Which makes me very upset because
I would like universal rules for time travel.
I'll write them. I'll put them down. Really...
We just need it to be a real thing in real life first, and then we can have universal
rules. I'll do it.
I can't have it in real life. Too much of a headache. But I would like movies or just the whole entertainment industry to have some set rules.
Right.
Who do I talk to?
Like, you have to do this way. Okay, so final question before we wrap up, I think, for the night or for this podcast. What do you guys think is going to be season 3?
Ooh, this is a good one. Well, let's see. I think it's going to be kind of like a Battle of the Heroes kind of thing. Because I think it's going to be the Umbrella Academy trying to win back Reginald. Kind of. Can we take a minute? Wait, hold on. Also, when they go back to the present, Reginald isn't dead.
Well, yeah, because he didn't kill himself.
But right. Pogo isn't either, which makes me happy.
That's also true.
Well, and Mom.
Yeah, Reginald isn't either. So, like, I don't know. They're just back to, like, square one. He never died.
Because the apocalypse was never a problem.
Right.
Here's my thought.
Sorry, I just veered from this.
No, it's okay. I'm okay with this.
It's the Umbrella Academy, and 5 is just in the middle of it. So I think there's obviously going to be a layer of time travel, either trying to fix it or later in the season. So I think that is going to be another serious plot again. I'm just not sure how they're going to pull it in.
I think it has to be, because it's like they can't, because like Allison's daughter Claire, not born, I would assume, in this right. new timeline. Probably we don't even know where anybody else is. So I'm assuming that in order to fix what they had, that maybe they just start off the season by time traveling again.
Yeah, and like, I don't know if they'll do that just because that feels so similar the first two, and you don't want it to feel like the same over and over. So maybe they do it like halfway through the season or something.
Well, to be fair, they've already done sort of the same over and over because it's been an apocalypse both seasons. They've been trying to stop the apocalypse both seasons.
But they were both special.
They were both, yeah,
which is why, like, true. They can't go on that the third time, but I do feel like, obviously, going back to change
maybe,
or something.
Maybe there will be another apocalypse, maybe both teams, the Sparrow Academy and the Umbrella Academy, are going
to
be involved.
But obviously, Ben is going to be pivotal, and what it'll be curious to see is the Ben we came to know and love was, like, very kind-hearted. And he was
changed?
Still raised by Reginald mm-hmm. both times. So obviously the determinant of his kind nature was probably his siblings, which are now
different,
all completely different.
He also died when he was like 13.
Upsetting, yes.
So he's had like double a lifetime of actually living this time and actually being with Reginald and having siblings and living in the Sparrow Academy. So,
I don't
he
know.
Seemed kind of douchey.
They gave him a douchey vibe right off the bat, mm-hmm. which is upsetting because the Ben we know and love is just so wonderful.
It's just not, and so.
I definitely think we're going to see some hero fights, though. I think we're going to see the Umbrella and Sparrow Academies kind of going head-to-head. But, and I hope we do, because that's, you know, it's cool to see.
Yeah, and I'm glad, like, the whole first and second season, I have just been waiting. What about the other 43 kids? What about the other 43 kids over and
yes.
over? So the fact that we finally are getting to meet some of them, I'm really curious to see what their powers are going
to
be.
Can't wait to see some new powers.
Yeah. I hope there's no repeats. I really hope they don't do that.
I'll be really upset.
I also have one more thing. Lila. How is she going to play into the next season? Is she going to come to 2019 or whatever? I guess it's 2019. and, you know, meet up with Diego, or, like, what's gonna happen? Like,
she might just take some time to herself, because, you know, she's got all the time in the world.
Literally.
And she can just, at some point, maybe they find her again, and...
She's now, like, the head of the commission.
Because it really seemed like she was gonna join them at the end, and then...
And she straight up said, like, these are, like, this is my family, you know? So she seems to understand that. I really hope we get to see Lila again, just because I found her character pretty interesting, and even now, more so after everything that happened. So I hope we get to see her again.
I don't have
But to answer your question, Chris, Herb is the head of the commission.
Oh, right. Yes, Herb.
Yes, we love him.
Herb.
What a man.
What a man. Also, I don't know if we're going to see, like, Cha-Cha come back. Because we know Hazel, like, sort of died trying to give Five, or get Five the briefcase in the beginning of the second season. Well, no, he just gave Five information. He didn't give him a briefcase.
Right. But the first time, well, the last time we saw Cha-Cha, she was getting obliterated in the season one apocalypse.
Yeah. Right, but that didn't happen.
Right.
So is she back? We have no idea.
But the handler didn't survive, so she probably... Wait,
but doesn't
wait
that mean Hazel or could also be alive?
Ooh. See, this is all stuff that could happen.
Oh, that means Hazel never had his little life with his girlfriend.
And I hope he did.
That was so wholesome. Guys, I don't even know where to start with this new season. I just...
There's so much potential speculation. There's so much that could happen.
I have a whole year to think about it and to cry about it.
Well, honestly, it might even be more than a year. You never know. With all the delays that are happening, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Shout out to Miss Rona
for putting everything on hold.
Not a fan, but hey, that's okay. We'll have to come back and do a third season wrap up.
Yeah.
So that we can talk about it. But until then, we're going to be done for tonight. And next week, we're going to talk about movie soundtracks or TV show soundtracks. Probably both.
Yeah, a little bit of a combination of everything. Thank you, Alyssa, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We hope to have you back on other ones in the future. And that's going to be all for tonight. So thanks everybody for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Insert Nerd Topic Here is hosted by Caroline Vaught and Chris Rogers.
Connect with us on our social media pages on Twitter at Nerd Topics Pod. On Instagram at Nerd Topics Podcast, on Facebook, insert Nerd Topic Here Podcast, or at Nerd Topic Podcast, or subscribe on YouTube, insert Nerd Topic Here.
Reach out to us via email at insertnerdtopics@gmail.com. New episodes release every Saturday at noon Central Time. Thanks for listening.